As the hunt for two escaped killers enters its sixth day, Vermont State Police are focusing their search on shores and islands in Lake Champlain. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports about 50 state troopers have joined the search.
Vermont State Police say residents shouldn't panic, but Governor Peter Shumlin says Richard Matt and David Sweat could be in the vicinity and that they pose a serious threat to anyone they encounter.
We're messing with folks here that are ruthless. They have no heart. They have no conscience. They'll kill to get their way if they need to, if it helps them.
Convicted murderers doing life sentences, the two escaped the Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora, New York, sometime Friday night or Saturday morning. While investigators say they believe the men may have been planning to flee to Vermont in search of an uninhabited camp or rural outpost to lie low, it's possible they never made it.
I just want to make it perfectly clear we have no credible threat at the moment that these two prisoners are here in Vermont.
That's Vermont State Police Colonel Thomas L'Esperance, who along with the governor briefed media on the status of the search Thursday morning. L'Esperance says a tip about the escapees being spotted on Burton Island in Lake Champlain turned out not to be true. Commissioner of Public Safety Keith Flynn said Vermonters should freely go about their daily lives.
What we're asking Vermonters to do is just to be aware of what's going on around you. Be aware of circumstances, be aware of anything that looks unusual.
L'Esperance says while the men should be considered dangerous, there's no reason for residents to be fearful.
We are here to provide public safety at the same time, not to provide hysteria.
The manhunt continues on multiple fronts. New York law enforcement teams recently targeted their search on a wooded area near Dannemora after bloodhounds reportedly picked up a scent. L'Esperance said Vermonters may notice more police patrols in certain areas of the state, but that they won't see the kind of manhunt underway in New York.
On that side of the lake, certainly the presence is something that I've never seen. It's a police state in northern New York, as it should be.
Flynn says Vermont State Police will continue their search until the two men are back behind bars. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.